Andrew Christie is an eighth grader at St. Francis Central Catholic School in Morgantown. He's going to represent West Virginia for the third year in a row at the National Geographic Bee. He came up short on his first two tries, but now it's his final chance to bring home $50,000 in college scholarships and bragging rights to the Mountain State.
It feels really good, and in sixth grade I was really nervous. In seventh grade I was pretty nervous, but this year I think I know what's going on, I know the drill. So I'm still a little bit nervous, but not as nervous as I have been before.
Like spelling bees at a geography bee, contestants must answer questions correctly to advance. But it's a bit different in that every contestant will have to answer 9 questions, and the best 10 competitors get to make it to the finals. That usually means if you miss 1 of the 9, you're probably out of the game. And they aren't easy questions either. Listeners, let's try one together. Here's the question. Caribbean Hindustani, a dialect of Hindi, is commonly spoken in an island country off the coast of Venezuela. Can you name the country? The answer is Trinidad and Tobago. That's a sample question of what might be asked in the bee. Andrew says the questions are tough, fewer multiple choice, and while clues may be given, a contestant really has to know where to find them.
Last year at Nationals, there was a question about the Gulf of Fonseca, which is between El Salvador, Honduras, and Nicaragua, and I got it wrong. They won't just straight ask you, like, what's the capital of this country, or what river runs through this capital. They'll, like, word it differently, and they'll give you clues in the question. So it's easier than just knowing facts. If you can ask for them to repeat the question or for them to spell a word.
He may not have traveled to the Gulf of Fonseca, but he's traveled a lot for a 13-year-old young man, and he says traveling has helped him stay enthused about geography.
I like Western South America because that's where llamas live, and I really like llamas. They're my favorite animal. We went on a cruise in Europe 2 summers ago. We went to Italy, Greece, Croatia, and Turkey. And that was fun, and I've been to the Bahamas. I was 4, and we went to Niagara Falls.
To prepare for the challenge, Christie studies atlases and maps and takes online quizzes. He says the most difficult part of the competition every year are the other competitors.
In Nationals, pretty much everyone is good because they had to win their state or region or wherever. So everyone is good. They're all on the same level or better than you.
But he loves the competition. Andrew will be attending Morgantown High School next year. He says he isn't sure about his future plans other than to attend college where he's interested in studying science or possibly architecture. Andrew will be in Washington this weekend to compete in the National Geographic Bee. The top 10 finalists will compete in the final round next Wednesday, moderated by journalist Soledad O'Brien. It will air on television on the National Geographic Channel. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Beneduccio in Morgantown.